It is crazy how dogs do have four legs. Isn't it, Happy?
Well, that is a very interesting story you just gave us there, Kyle. So on that note, I'm going to send it over to Knox for our weather forecast. Take it away, Knox.
How are we doing today? It is Wednesday, January 19th. It is partly cloudy, high of 62, low of 43 degrees with a 0% chance of precipitation. Going out of Thursday, going into Friday, back to mostly sunny. A little bit lower temperatures, 41 degrees, low of 25.
Get those pipes all ready for the winter.
Do we need to play it all the way through? Still
back to 0% precipitation.
It does end pretty well.
Thanks, everybody.
Well, thanks, Knox, for that weather forecast. It sounds like it's a little chilly coming in the later part of the week to ride, but it looks Sunday might be a great day to actually get this thing, out, and see how it's running these days,
We want to whip that bike out on Sunday, for sure. Get that ride in. Sunday's looking about 50 degrees, so a little bit chilly still, but, you know, better than the 41 that we were looking at.
I thought we were talking about Wednesday was 63 degrees.
No, Wednesday is 62, but you just said Sunday.
No, the sun, the day.
You said Sunday.
Oh, forget it. Thanks a lot. And here's back to Kyle for some more banter about dogs and four legs.
I once had a dog with five legs.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
You'll look amused, Joe.
No, because I was actually working while y'all were recording that.
So. Well, we'll use that in loose terms, okay? We could do our other intro if you want us to. No, I mean,
you know what? The weather's nice.
You don't want our other intro?
Nah.
Okay, well, welcome to One Down Five Up, guys.
Next episode.
Aren't you supposed to press the record thing on the thing?
Oh, yeah, you're right. But I am recording here, so it's all right.
Okay, all right, cool. Just so you know.
Yeah, it's all good. That was a good backup.
Just make sure. Thank you very much.
Recording. Yeah. No, I appreciate it.
It's been a minute. Kyle has been, gone. I haven't seen you since, last year.
Technically. Okay. It's been rough. I've had the Christmas, all the holidays for Christmas and New Year's.
Did you have Kwanzaa in there too?
No, I had COVID though.
That is a holiday.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be back at
That's nice. Oh, good. Welcome back. Welcome back down to Wilmington. I didn't recognize you at first when you came down here though.
Oh no.
I have a
feeling I know what he's talking about.
Is that
about.
Because his better half was not with him?
Yeah, we'll do good with that one. Yeah, he's looking a little bit like, where is your... I don't have the piercing eyeballs of Morgan as she watches us film.
She is currently working.
She's currently working.
Yeah.
So she is not able to come down to Wilmington today with
you. No, she was a little upset about it, but it'd be all right.
That's so sad. She
can come
Morgan,
down next time, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe next time. I hope she's not working next time. Then she comes down. Okay. Yeah. I hope she's happy because, I mean, it's just not the same. I thought it was I was being replaced.
I know. Normally, when you look at me, you also have her behind me going, you better say something. Right. Damn.
You better say. I'm afraid, actually, that she's going to shank me if I say anything mean to you.
Yeah.
I think she's kind of possessive.
She's got pretty sharp car keys.
I think she's kind of possessive of you. She's like, that's my boyfriend. I
feel like we're just talking about all this random stuff, but we haven't even introduced our guests.
Oh, hey, Boog, you want to introduce yourself and introduce our guests?
Yeah, hey, I'm Joe. My name's Boogie. Hey, everybody. And we have a guest. And our guest is Joe Knox. He's our coming soon parts manager here at Battleship Cycles and Marine.
Yeah, he's going to be the new happy, huh?
He's going to be the new happy.
You gotta start talking like this all the time and angry and
You just have a bunch of shitty cheesy stories and just basically
I'm just gonna start talking about how this one time I was riding through a sandstorm, almost got run over by 6 18 wheelers, saved a few people.
You should buy these parts.
Now buy my parts.
Yeah, it's like every time he talks about riding, it's like an action movie. It's like, it's so stupid. So,
there was explosions. Bombs were blasting off behind
me. I'm glad you heard that story because I didn't know when it was going to end.
No, it's long. It's a long story.
Yeah, everyone's heard it.
Multiple times.
People buy parts from him. There's like, shut the hell up. Let's go.
You still got the fairing hanging on the wall of my garage.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a mistake. Let's start this episode over again. I do not need one more person bagging on me, okay? So this actually might be worse than when we almost had Carson on the phone, on the podcast. Thank God.
That still needs to happen. Anyways, what's the topic for today?
I want to say our topic for today is the motorcycle brand rider stereotypes.
All right.
So the stereotypes that people have given each motorcycle brand rider. If that makes any sense.
You said it in a weird way, but yeah, every kind of motorcycle
riders per like Harley, Honda, all that jazz.
So yeah, so basically, like, you know, if you ride a
dyno with a fairing, you probably are Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, that is, if you're riding like
Jax Teller.
If you're a Harley rider, are you a?
Are you a what?
I tried to bleep myself. Come on now.
I know. That's why I couldn't understand what the hell you were saying. I think we're way past our
are
explicit.
You a grasshopper?
I think we have owned our explicit rating, okay? That
I'm trying yeah, to
be. Are we still trying to keep this shit PG-13?
Yes, you climb the charts if you're PG.
Do you really?
More people will watch it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. We've already crossed that barrier because of you, Joe.
Do you think more people have seen Lion King or more people have seen Deadpool? I'm going to go with Lion King because it's PG.
I'm going to go with Deadpool because it's fucking awesome.
Nope.
Well, Lion King's just been out for a longer time, so no. Yeah. I'd imagine a lot more people.
Yeah, I'm going to imagine movie. Lion King.
All right.
It's just Hamlet.
So, Knox, let's get a little background about you first before we start our rider stereotype.
Background on me?
Background on you. Like, who are you?
Yeah,
who Where'd are you come you? From?
I don't know. Y'all just make fun of me every time I try to give you my background. Work like 12 million jobs. Know everything.
You do work like 12 million jobs. This man right here has been a railroad worker, a airport baggage loader.
I was a ground handling supervisor.
You're the one. No, I'm just.
Yeah, I was the one who crushed
your
bag.
If you had your stuff lost from Wilmington, okay, you took flight from Wilmington and lost your baggage,
yeah.
It was Knox that probably lost it for you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You worked at a horticultural place. You worked as a shoe salesman to nurses.
Yeah, I owned a fundraising company for hospitals.
So you fundraised for hospitals?
Yeah, the Ned Bundy of the hospital world.
Yeah.
Ned? You mean Ed?
Ted?
I was not a serial Ted killer? Ned? No, Ted Bundy was
a serial killer.
What was it?
Al Bundy,
yes.
I knew we had it. It was in us.
I was a serial killer for the hospital.
Mm, yeah. I mean, a little foresight over here. Jesus. All right, I've done a lot of stuff. I worked at Verizon before working here.
Yeah, you got me the job here while I was working at Verizon as a tech there. So,
Can you hear me now?
Was with do what?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. No, that guy actually left and went to Sprint. Yeah. So, anyway, we lost him.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah. I love how he's like, we lost him. Like, he worked with him every day. He's no longer with the
company. Were you the reason we lost him? Okay?
No, he just decided that his service was better with Sprint, even though Sprint's garbage.
Yeah.
So. Well, anyways, now you work here.
Yeah.
You've been with us for about a year and a half.
Terrible.
You've been pretty much my external hard drive.
That is true. I'm your memory unit to basically do everything that you're too flighty to remember to do.
I'm not flighty.
You're like a squirrel. You're like dog chasing a squirrel.
Girl.
That's all of a sudden change of what you're thinking. So
whatever. I make you money, so shut up.
This is true. You do. Thank you. I appreciate you.
But so now you're moving on to be the parts manager.
I am. And you're moving on to bigger, better things too. So I mean, not bigger, better things, but you know, better things. Doing something that you actually like doing.
Different things.
Different things. I don't know.
We still haven't gotten it. So, Joe, maybe someday you'll actually tell us what the hell's going on, okay?
It's a secret.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing for freaking ever, okay?
See y'all February 1st.
Mystical moment.
That's when we'll actually know where our new jobs are, our new job titles.
First day starting, we find out the same day what we're doing.
Okay, that's a great transition period, okay? So, all right. Anyways, today's topic, like I said, is going to be the rider stereotypes on different brands, based on different brands.
Oh, yeah.
I will go with one of the most obvious ones. Well, we can start with obvious. I have my list right here.
Yeah.
Okay. Triumph. What is the first thing you think when you hear Triumph?
Hipster.
What are you? Like,
hipster, trendy, beard at the barbershop type.
I think of Cafe Racer. I think of like, I have to ride this England-made motorcycle and go to the bar and get a drink.
I definitely think of like the distinguished gentleman ride.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of bow ties, little cappies. Okay.
There's also all the adventure side too, but When you think of Triumph, you think of the Triumph
Tigers are awesome, but I don't think of the Triumph. Yeah. You think of the Speed.
You think of the Bonnevilles.
You think of the Bonnevilles and the Speedsters and the Super Speed Twins and that kind of thing.
I think that goes into, like, he was just trying to interject there. The adventure side of it is them trying to cut into another market, just like most of them are trying to do anyway. Yeah. Everybody's trying to have like a cruiser.
But side. But no hipster wants to get. Well,
it's a hipster, I don't know, it's a man. College. I think it's a young.
It's young college age.
And I think hipster. Of. Women riders a lot of time just because they're very lightweight, they're nimble, and they're able to handle it. Even though it's a high, it's a high bike. It's
so
still,
what you're saying is if you wear a beanie and cuff your pants,
basically, I
Matt
think
Chen, this is your bike. Yeah.
I think if people buy Triumphs if they don't have an Indian dealership in their town.
Oh
yeah.
Well, I
will say that because Triumph guys don't Triumph people don't generally like the Harleys.
You know, it's interesting. There's another kind of. I think I've noticed around here in this area is like the like old school vintage Steve McQueen kind of lovers. They want that style bike too. Mm-hmm. That's like a big.
There's some nostalgia.
I guess Royal Enfield would probably fall in that, but I haven't really met any Royal Enfield riders. They must live like in like a lot an island by themselves. Like
they're trying to fix their bike as we speak.
They're trying to find a dealership that actually is close to them too. Like
they're still riding.
They're waiting on parts.
They're waiting on parts from England.
Yeah, Moto Guzzi.
Moto, geez, we didn't even talk about those.
Yeah, but I mean, basically, Moto Guzzi is like the Italian version of Triumph, though, right? So, I mean, that's
used
all
to,
it
but
is.
But no, I think the Moto like Royal Enfield used. Yeah, they're good bikes. You just never hear about them. So I don't know anything about the Moto Guzzi.
Yeah,
riders.
I don't know that either.
I just know that we've had one person come up here and like, "Hey, I have a Moto Guzzi." Yeah, good luck trying to get that thing serviced. Yeah,
I saw one in the parking lot of Mayfair the other day.
So. Okay,
that's only one in Wilmington.
That's probably him.
Yeah, that's probably him. The one.
Yeah, glad to see you got it running.
So, okay, Triumph, we've all agreed that's pretty much young cafe racers going as fast as you can to next pub to drink that, you know,
IPA.
Uh-huh. One IPA and be drunk.
Like the, or Guinness, something
Guinness,
like that.
Definitely. Yeah. Something dark and heavy. Yeah,
maybe like Guinness. The slick back hair, you know.
Mustache like twisted that, up.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Matt,
I think
Chen,
we're just going into
you
hipster.
Are on the wrong brand, okay? Maddie, you need to get an actual Triumph, all right?
Yeah. This bike was made for you.
I think it's going to be a hard transition from a Challenger to a Triumph.
Yeah, that's a big drop back.
It is,
they both start with
is.
C.
It is, but
that's
I mean.
That's all they have in common.
What? The Triumph to a Challenger?
T.
Oh, wait.
T and C.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Shit.
Wow.
Look at that.
I don't even
have an effect.
You're on
for that
soundboard one. Timeout.
Yeah.
Just go work your buttons. Don't talk no more. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to go with Suzuki. What do you think about Suzuki?
My first bike was a Suzuki, but it was only because I was a tinkerer. It was $400 and I completely just rebuilt it. And it was way different from what it was.
Yeah. So I think there's two sides of Suzuki. Well, really like three sides. There's off-road Suzuki, right? Then there.
I never even hear about off-road Suzuki, honestly.
They're there.
Off-road, I hear about
a lot of dirt bikes.
Kawasaki, Honda, and Yamaha. That's what I hear.
They were there when Travis Pastrana rode for. Yeah. Which he probably still does. I don't know. But like,
all right, so you got off-road Suzuki.
Off-road Suzuki. Then you have like street Suzuki, which is like
Busa
slash
Thug Riders.
You know the
The
only thing I know about a street Suzuki is the Busa. Yeah. Anything else is just
and
like
Katana.
Yep.
Is that
it's
1,000 cc a Katana.
Yeah.
So when I think of that, I think,
the
Katana
is like Thug Rider to
me. And then you have the cruiser style, which is like M109.
The Boulevard.
The M109 type.
Which is
the Boulevard is just a huge bike.
It is.
It's uncomfortable,
but
it's
cheap.
Power.
It's a lot cheap for the power.
Yeah.
But what do you think of primarily? Like you said three things. What do you think of first thing?
Like first thing comes to mind is like the M109 rider who's like in a club of some sort that rides a lot.
I picture the Busa guy with the black half helmet. You know, he's got the spike on top of his helmet, you know.
Yes.
And he constantly talks about his NAS tank being empty and how he needs to go fill it.
I think about
stretch swing
it's
arm.
It's a cheap bike that they can stretch out, frame up, put lights underneath. I mean, I'm just basically it's something that's like, wow, that is so far from my realm of the world that I just don't understand it.
I agree.
Okay. Going down the metric line, you have
it's like a
Yamaha. So I break the Yamaha down into sport bikes. Obviously, they have the dirt bike. They're awesome in the dirt bike realm. Okay. But when you got sport bikes, they don't even recognize. They say R6 or R1. They don't even say the brand name. You're supposed to know that it's just R1, R6. Mm-hmm. That It's like, duh. Like, what do you think I ride? Like, I'm an R1.
They're the dude bro guys.
Yeah.
Hey, I ride an R1.
It's your frat boys, I think. I think your frat boys ride Yamahas.
Okay. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, I can see that.
And then when you think about the cruisers, I think it's the guys that...
Jim Bro on the R1 sort of stuff. What? I think Jim Bro.
Jim Bro? I don't know what the hell the Jim Bro is.
Like the guys...
What's up, bro?
Let's go, just got back from the gym, bro. Want to go ride?
Yeah, because, I mean, Chris has a Yamaha, right? MT-09?
Yeah.
Yeah, frat boy.
And he's a
Jim Bro.
See, I have an FZ07, so I'm partly offended.
Yeah, well,
you're just weird.
You're the rare bird.
Like I said, I didn't know you rode until, like, I thought you, like, to me, are just not anything but a Grom guy.
Yeah, I figured you had a slingshot.
Yeah, you're the Jim Bro's friend.
That is offensive.
Oh, my God. We haven't gotten to that world yet, okay?
You're the before the Jim Bro.
You are, I swear, you're just a Grom guy to me. Like,
I think I'm a Grom guy that went, a little more power, please. And then I went, Yamaha's fine.
I don't know what accent you were going with. It sounded
Yamaha. I'm trying to sound kind of like a nerd. I don't know.
Like bust into like a leprechaun voice there?
You don't have to try, Kyle. Just talk, man.
Just be you, Kyle. You're already there.
All right, I'm just kidding.
All right.
Don't let that chair sink down anymore.
Yamaha Cruiser. What do you think?
Yamaha Cruiser. Well, I mean, I think of the V-Star personally, and that's like a dead on, like, cheapo slim. I don't think it's cheapo because I think it's like a soft tail.
Yamaha Cruiser, I think of, I want a Harley.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay Harley prices
at all because you're not even close.
And I definitely want Japanese metric reliability.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I will say the higher CC ones, like, if you're like on a 650, it's definitely like inexpensive. Just trying to look like you're on a Harley.
Yeah.
The higher powered ones are definitely still reliable. And I could still see all of them are. I mean, they're going to run forever, but it's, you know.
But it's just like, I'm like, yeah.
I want to be on a Harley with no Harley
price. If they customize that at all, it's like, you wouldn't be able to tell. It's not a Harley.
Yeah.
It's like, it's definitely a Harley.
That's that guy. That's them. I've talked to them.
What do you think?
I mean, for Suzuki Cruisers.
We're not in Suzuki Cruisers. Thank you very much. We're in Yamaha.
Yamaha. We're talking about too many things.
Kyle, you are all over the board today. Man,
I'm not even
talking. Morgan, we need your help to straighten Kyle back.
He's on the wrong page.
Yeah.
Morgan, if you're out there, call him.
Well, oh, no. No, like.
You're going to be in trouble for that comment.
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, like Yamaha Cruisers, I agree that it's kind of the same where, like, like you said, where they want a Harley, but they don't want to pay Harley prices. And they're like, oh, that one's, you know, got a good amount of power, but it's a lot cheaper. Oh, and it's metric and, you know, metric's, mm-hmm. you know, dependable. I think that's exactly where I was going. Like, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Kawasaki.
Stunt riding.
Yes, I could see Dang. That.
Damn, you went right back to Kevin in episode 3.
Yeah, just because he said he had like 7 of them. So.
Yeah.
Well, and I think of Ryan. Ryan's is a Kawasaki, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. H2.
Yeah, he's got the H2.
I think of racing.
Yeah, racing, scene, speed. That'll lead into another one, but I definitely think of
Top Gun.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
The Ninja, it's just, I definitely think sport bike.
It's a nostalgic sport racing scene. You always think of the yellow and black, like, striped Kawasaki.
No, I think of green. Is that Kawasaki green?
Yeah, green. Yeah,
I think that's a budget, green, yeah. Like Kawasaki, I think a budget bike for what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I think it's the cheaper of the street bikes.
I just think of the 636.
Suzuki was cheaper.
No.
Suzuki's not power. Cheaper? It's really?
Slowly.
Never realized that. I ever saw, like, Suzuki.
Like $2,000 or $3,000 cheaper.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think of Ninjas. I definitely think of Top Gun. Okay. I think of Kawasaki Green for the dirt bikes.
Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. of Kawasaki's have like a lot of variation of sizes of engines, which is it gets all, it's definitely a beginner on up through higher riding.
Yeah, they're like, oh, would you like to ride a Ninja? Okay, would you like the Ninja 300, 400, 500, 600?
Yeah, like they have every size.
Correct.
Yeah,
and they do well with their naked stuff as well.
Yeah.
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 The Vulcans are very popular. Like, We have people that, like, Vulcan yeah. riders are just Vulcan riders. Yeah.
Shoot, I'm talking about that drifter, though.
I knew you were bringing the drifter up. Okay.
Did you have a drifter?
No, he wants a drifter.
I want one. If someone has one out there they want to sell, I would be appreciative if you would just give me a first shot.
Okay.
For Boogie. Cali, I think of the 636 and like the Stunner, like you said. And then the biggest thing other than that is I think like, I don't know if you guys are familiar with all that, but Eli Tomac.
No.
He's like the biggest motocross rider right now, and he rides for Kawasaki.
See, I think of motocross and Kawasaki.
Yeah.
Okay.
The off-road scene.
I'm not.
Eli Tomac is just like one of the biggest, best riders at the moment. Obviously, I don't watch it like religiously by any means, but like, you know, I've gone to a couple of those events, and like, he was big.
The off-road scene is just a completely different world to me. Like, I'm more afraid of riding dirt than riding on concrete. Mm-hmm. I was just talking about that with one of our customers today. She was like, I don't know, I'm way more comfortable on the dirt than I am on the... Mm. I was like, no. I mean, and when we go down to Pirate Ship, I like see all the jerseys. Like, I was like, do you guys actually sell these jerseys? They're like, yeah. Like, off-road dudes love the jerseys. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, this is completely
strange.
Just
a whole nother world.
But I mean, the Vulcan, but it's just, this, I think they're just like, we're just content. We're not trying to be anything else. Like, when you go to the Kawasaki Cruisers, like, we're not trying to be.
They just want to ride.
They just want to ride. They just want to be left alone. They're just like, hey, cool. No, I'm not trying to be anything. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just trying.
I just want to be on a bike.
I just want to be on a bike.
I like that. I like people that just want to ride. That's cool.
That's kind of funny coming from you.
Why?
I don't consider you a rider. I consider you a tinker.
I want to ride.
I'm $1 million.
Yeah. Hey, how much do you ride?
Let's talk about this.
Oh, we've already been bashing me on that one, okay? Look, my life, you know what? My life has taken a major turn, okay, in the last, like, 7 months, okay?
All the fun left.
No, the fun is not left because I love my kids and I love my family, okay? But it's like I'm taking kids to school now. Mm-hmm. I'm taking, like,
yeah, you have a bike, and at the moment, I mean, I'm going to have something else soon. Yeah,
I think,
but
Chris rides it more than you do.
That is true. He does. You have a bike, and we ride the same amount.
Whatever. Tinker.
Dude, tinker. I will tell my
stories to sell parts, okay? Enough.
Okay.
All right.
Next.
Honda. What you got with Honda? I'll give you first shot.
Well, I think of reliability, first of all.
Yeah.
I think of their, you know, dirt bikes. And if I don't think of their dirt bikes, I really just think of their supermotos. Like, I know it's still kind of a dirt bike, but that's what I think of.
See what?
So I think of, sorry.
Go.
I think of everything we just talked about, all the other Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki's, all those other brands, those people, but they wanted premium. Right,
right.
And that's Honda. I think
yeah.
you're going to pay higher for the Honda. It's going to last longer. It's a premium bike. Yeah, all that stuff, but you want a premium.
I think of like more, not even headed, but just more, just like you're saying, wanting the higher end brand in the sports bike scene, and just like not really caring about a lot of the stuff to it, just wanting a bike that's going to last them for a very long time. Mm-hmm.
That reliability. Yes. Because everybody that talks about all these different brands, everybody, you know, has something to say about some whatever brand. And, like, some people might say something about, like, oh, well, Honda's slow, but, you know, compared to this, or this is slow, blah, blah. But nobody says anything about Honda reliability because it's just so reliable.
They've been around
forever. None of you guys have touched the cult following.
Oh, yeah. That one, we see that a lot.
The Goldwing cult following.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, the Goldwing.
Right. The Goldwing is like
getting into a stereotype
I think you have to take a test to be a Goldwing owner, and if you fail and are too normal, then they let you not get one. If you are weirder than most people, I wouldn't say super weird, but if you're a weird person, then they let you.
You will always know a Goldwing rider.
Yeah.
Do you have to have Medicare to apply?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've seen younger people have it. I think you just have to be like the super, like, I'm going to get off my bike and wipe it down kind of guy.
You got to be that guy that wants to ride around in so much comfort that it feels like you're sitting on a toilet.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what that means because my toilet's not comfortable, okay?
I'm pretty sure I've seen Goldwings with, like, air conditioning on them.
They have them.
Yeah, like what? I mean.
And actual heater and vents. Reverse. Heater vents, not
you,
just
you want to ride a bike and have it be so much like a car that it's like, Why even have a bike?
If you want the space age Jetson bike.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Okay. I mean,
single-sided swing arm, got lug nuts like a car, bro.
Yeah, I hate just when people come in, they're like, you know, oh, I ride a Gullwing. It's, you know, Indian's not going to be able to compare to my Gullwing. Well, we're not really trying to compare to it. It's something totally different.
It's a totally different. It's like cult following.
Can I fit a full size spare tire in my back?
Yeah. Like, do you want so much plastic on your bike?
But the funny thing is that the Gullwing,
that you feel like falling over.
The funny thing about the Gullwing is that it doesn't have that much cargo space. You can pull a trailer. You can pull a trailer with the damn thing, but you're not actually.
So really, it's the people that go camping that get Gullwings, I think.
Not even camping, but I mean, you wouldn't believe how many Gullwings we traded in that actually have the trailer with it. It's, mm-hmm. I mean,
like, oh my goodness.
And you see the most miles on them. Those people that buy them, they
miles on Honda Reliability. Yeah,
there it is. Ride.
It's like, oh, it's only got 150,000 miles. We're good.
Might as well be a diesel one.
I don't know. The other one that's got a cult following that I didn't realize when I was first came on, okay, I was training over at Baker Motorsports. It was the African twin dudes.
Oh, dude. Mm.
I've never seen an African twin person.
I didn't know what the hell an African twin was.
Do you remember the red one that came in and it had an automatic transmission?
Yeah, I mean, I know the bike. I've never seen one roll up on one.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things that I didn't know what an African twin was.
Yeah.
Okay. And they were like, it's an African twin. Like, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to be impressed? I'm not exactly sure what I'm supposed to answer here. Like,
those are the guys before they get old enough to get on a Gullwing. They ride the Africa Twin. It's that same guy.
Oh,
it probably is because it's a little too tall to throw your leg over. So then you get the Gullwing, which is like riding on a Lazy Boy.
I got you. Yeah. Okay.
I just see
still
adventure
do the same
bike
long
like,
difference.
Yeah,
I like see adventure bike riding. And like you said, I want the best possible dependability on this adventure bike so I don't break down while I'm out on the trails.
It's just they will definitely tell you they are on an Africa Twin. Yeah. They'll definitely tell you if you're on a Gullwing.
I've done a lot of research on the Africa Twin. Surprisingly, after that one came in here, I just went home and was like looking into it and stuff just to see what it's all about. They say that's a lot. It's really heavy for off-road. So I don't know how you can actually do that enduro riding. Like they act like it's meant for with as heavy as it is.
Have you ever carried one on twins, man? Of course it's heavy.
Yeah. All day. It's on my backside, Joe.
Yeah.
No, it's on Gabe's backside.
That's a fact. That beautiful, beautiful booty.
He has a watermelon booty,
that
okay?
That thing is huge. Thicker than a Snicker. What the
heck? I mean, he definitely squats. He does all the squats.
All the squats. Yeah. Everyone for every
one
of us.
Are y'all sure you all don't have Gullwings? Because y'all are acting real.
Weird.
Well, that's normal around
here. All right. Yeah. Well, fine. Then we'll just... Good. All right.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
So we're going to switch down. Do you notice the difference between Euro rider metrics and Japanese rider metrics?
Yes.
Okay.
That's like
BMW, Aprilia, and Ducati. That's what I think of.
Well, when I think of the Ducati scene, like, well... Gosh, that's crazy to think about. So it's like the sport bike rider wanting the most expensive bike that they can get and pretend like they're racing. Because, they come in with the full race suits most of the time. Mm-hmm. All of them have those, like, little tiny race boot shoes.
Oh, all of them.
All of them. All every of them. One of them.
Yeah, I see a little bit of that hipster again, too.
A little bit.
Guy that is...
Or either rich, fat
guy. It's your stockbroker that rides.
Tons of money. A young guy that's got good credit.
Yes.
But not even good credit, but the services are absolutely, you know...
It's like $1,700 for an oil change, I think.
it's crazy.
Yeah, so you got to have tons of money just to throw at it. So.
And then, you want to do your oil change yourself? No problem. We put this special nut on the bottom so you can't take it off. You're going to have to go to a official Ducati. License. Oh,
God. A Ducati. You think you have a bike that is a typewriter because it just clicks and clacks the whole time. You think something's wrong.
The dry clutch. The dry clutch. It sounds so bad.
It sounds like it's messed up right off the showroom floor.
I'm definitely powerful. Definitely amazing.
So fast.
Yeah.
But so much power that no one's ever going to use it unless they're going for track day. And like you said, they're in the full leather racing suits. They are just like straight up matching helmet to the suit to the bike.
Oh,
like
the world is their track.
Yeah. The world is their track.
But they can never ride it that fast. They take off in like
unless in Mexico.
They go 1 to 100 in a block and then they have to slow down because the cops behind.
I still remember hearing a story about somebody that bought a Ducati from Baker Motorsports, and this was years ago, so I highly doubt this person's ever going to hear it. But I remember I was there like the day after, and somebody was like, yeah, we just sold a Ducati to some guy, and apparently it was his first bike or whatever, and he made it out of the dealership to the light and dropped it at the light. They went out, helped him pick it up, and then he was like so embarrassed that he drove away or rode away, whatever, and he went down the street to another parking lot, and he dropped it in that parking lot.
Ooh.
So I don't know. I don't know.
It seems I remember doing a estimate on Ducati. It was an old Ducati. It was like $7,000 for like two things.
Ooh, yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's the Mercedes-Benz of the motorcycle world.
It's the Mercedes-Benz of the motorcycle world. I agree with that. I'm young, I got money, and I want to show the world.
See, yeah. I don't see young on that. I see a lot of like middle-aged men having like a midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis,
it's like
yeah.
a midlife crisis, want to have a super fast bike.
I see that it
your Ferrari,
is.
Yeah. Your Ferrari owner. So yeah. it's not even like your Mercedes-Benz. It's like yeah. your Ferrari, your Lamborghini. Yeah,
exactly.
That's, I think Ducati is going for the people that you know, are younger, mm-hmm. but the people that are younger are going, oh,
I can't
man,
afford that $120,000 bike. That's scary. Like,
okay. Yeah. I mean, so what's your Aprilia
nice bikes,
then?
But,
I don't even know where Aprilia fits in, man. It's Italian. So
Aprilia to me is the people that own Milwaukee Tools. They got to tell everyone and their mother that they
sense.
Have one.
When you look at them, they look like that. It's the biggest display of a name on a bike anywhere. It takes the entire side of the bike.
Yeah, but so many people don't know about Aprilia that yeah. like people will go, oh, what is that? And they just go, oh, yes, they asked. It's an Aprilia.
You know? Oh my God. Yeah. What was that, Kyle? Yeah,
the ones that
I've only met one Aprilia guy, okay?
Okay, so it's a vegan bike.
It's a vegan bike.
Because they want to tell everyone about it.
Bike. Everyone
see,
will know.
I should have said vegan. I said Milwaukee because I do the tool thing. But
okay,
like,
no.
They're vegan or CrossFitter. They ride Aprilia.
Joe, are you falling asleep over here?
I think Joe has an Aprilia.
I don't have an Aprilia. I don't really get down with the Aprilia, so I don't have any input. I've never had anyone try trading one in, except for one person.
There's just the one at Baker Motorsports. That's probably the only one I've ever
seen. That's the only one I've ever seen touched.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
I mean,
a nice
Pirate
bike.
Ship. Yeah.
I've seen and touched a good amount of Aprilias, but every time I look at one, I'm like, oh, it's kind of like a weird-looking cheap Ducati.
That's
like,
exactly what it seems like to yeah. me.
It would worry me where I would get it serviced if I had one. Like
oh, yeah.
Like
definitely.
I think it's like possible. Raleigh or
yeah,
something.
It's like the Moto Guzzi. Like, where do I go?
Find that one random old guy that's just been doing it for a long time and might know how to work on some Italian thing. That's the guy you take it to.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to find the rando that knows it.
So Italian stuff is expensive and hard to work on. Hmm.
Correct.
Well, it's not much better in Germany.
Yeah.
Correct. BMW is like, hey, yeah. what you got with BMW?
BMW, literally all I think about is like, I think about that adventure rider. That okay. you know that adventure bike. I can't tell you the exact names of everything, but I think about that specifically, and then I also think about the BMW S1000RR or whatever it's called. Mm. The really really nice crotch rocket that has
yeah.
is so nice looking, but you know it cost a fortune.
See
and to service as well.
Joe had crazy. Knox had the best. Okay, when we were talking about yeah. this earlier.
Okay,
give me your thing about BMW riders.
So BMW riders to me, every one of them that I have ever met, they are always the engineer type. Like bought the bike because it's something that they've literally looked up every spec and like. Everything, and they're just very odd. They want to talk to you about the bike, and it's always about stuff that you have no clue about. They're like, there's this special titanium rod that runs right through the back pinion bolt of this thing, and it's made out of the same stuff that a spacecraft is made out of. It's like they will tell you.
I know someone with a BMW, and I'm sure if they came on, they would be like, oh yeah, my bike, it has blah, 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 blah.
It is. It's that person every time.
And it's just, it doesn't look like they would ride either, okay?
Yeah.
But they're the ones with the full, like, rain suits. They're the ones with the full,
riding suit.
They're kind of in that Ducati realm where they're hard riders.
They're hard.
If it's that kind of
thing. It's the Goldwing. It's
the Goldwing.
BMW is the Goldwing rider of the other continent.
Yep. I'm in. Yep, that is true.
Okay.
That is the gold. Yeah, if you want, yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's like, it's a BMW, therefore it has this, 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 and this. Yep. I've only had a couple BMW guys. One was the biggest pain in the ass customer that I've ever had in my life, okay? And it was all about, like, it's a BMW, it's a BMW. And it's like, oh, my God. And by the time, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I would like to know the percentage of people that go from BMW to Goldwing. I presume it's very high.
Well, my thing
transition bike
with that. I mean, and we ran into this. We had that huge conversation. You can't get anything for the BMW like adventure tour bikes, though. Like, you need a trunk. You can't get anything unless it's like this year's model, because I feel like their aftermarket stuff is there's just nothing there.
I don't know about any aftermarket stuff for a BMW.
Exactly.
I feel like any aftermarket they'd be going.
I tried one time for a trunk and impossible.
It was just
you remember.
It, like BMW to me is just it's truly foreign. It's like you know what? Raleigh has a BMW dealership.
You seem to like to ride. You got 99,000 miles on your bike. You might as well ride right on up there.
Yeah.
Even though I would never tell anyone to go to a Raleigh dealership because I know who the Raleigh dealer is. So. I'd rather send them to like South Carolina, like four hours away.
South Carolina has a Raleigh dealer.
You'd rather go there, trust me.
The one in Raleigh has like a lube station for.
Well, let's just say they like us about as much as our Harley dealership down the road. Okay, so it's like they're probably in cahoots with each other.
You know,
it's
passed there earlier and I waved. I didn't see anybody wave back though.
The Harley dealership.
Yeah, I just went hey.
Walk in their showroom floor and wave at somebody, and they won't wave at you.
We hired two of their employees, so they're probably not super pumped with us right now.
Yep.
Ooh.
It's wonderful. I mean, but there's definitely there's a distinction between Asian metric and then European metric. I will say that it's very funny on the culture, just a little bit tangent, just stereotypes, how in Asia, okay, being over in Korea, being just been traveling around, scooters, motorcycles, it's not like this subculture like it is in America. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is truly just a way of life. Like everyone has a scooter. Everyone has like a little motorcycle, like a little 250.
Little Super Cub or something.
Just Super Cub, something like that. It's just like a monkey. Like here, a monkey is my toy. Over there, it's like, that's our like main mode of travel. Mm-hmm. And we're not just going to get me on this thing. I'm going to get me and three kids on this thing. Plus,
when I went to Cozumel, like it was crazy. Like they have a scooter. They'd have like a 9-month-old baby strapped to the front with just like his arms like this. And then they would have like the dad, the mom, and then a 3-year-old like holding on for dear life.
Yes.
None of them had shoes on.
Yes. Down the road. Not one helmet between any of them.
And none of the bikes have power either.
Don't need shoes if you don't plan on putting your feet on the ground.
Yeah, they didn't even have to feed
the
nine.
That's the thing. They don't plan on putting their feet on the ground. Like, they are, like, in, off. Like, if you, like, no one in traffic or anything, like, my style riding, what we talked about last week, has nothing on the Asia riders, okay? They are, like, straight up, I'm going to go from this sidewalk to that sidewalk, through five lanes of traffic, through a roundabout, jump a curb, and up on the other one, and you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. And the kid on the front doesn't even have to eat because all the bugs he eats. Like, he's good. Like, he's good. Like, that's dead.
Like, no windshields, no nothing.
The kid's eating all the bugs.
You don't need storage on those bikes. They just hold them and don't hold the handlebars.
They all have groceries. Like, they'll have groceries.
I was just about to say they're all carrying watermelons.
It's true, though. It's true.
And they're not worried about how powerful the bike is at all.
When I was in Korea, there was, like, little scooters and motorcycles with propane tanks stacked 9 high on these things. There was more gas on the back of that bike that they're going to take to their like hooch or something than there is in that freaking motorcycle right there. It was crazy, I'm telling you. And then over in Europe, when you think about like motorcycles, and it's just it's also just a way of life. It's not a subculture, it's just commonplace. Scooters, motorcycles, there's so much traffic and so many people that they just, it's easier for them to get around town on a little scooter, on a little motorcycle, than it is to take a car. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper on gas to get from here to there on a motorcycle.
Yeah, and I feel like they're more eco-friendly than us. So they're going to be like, oh, my bike gets this much miles per gallon, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah. I don't know why, but whenever I think of a European motorcycle rider, the only picture that comes to my head is like a post office worker. Like just delivering a package
because they're always.
I don't know why.
Because every cartoon in like Dream, like Pixar or something like that, it has like a motorcycle in Europe.
They got the satchel with the bunch of letters popping out. They're just riding down the road.
Just riding down the road with a motorcycle on a little Vespa or something. Yeah. A little motorcycle like beep 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 beep.
Yep, that's it.
They're going through weaving in out traffic, and you know.
This is a reminder to myself to go back and get those beep 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 that he was doing and put it on the soundboard.
Beep 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 beep. But and then you come over to America, okay?
Yes.
You come over to America and you got basically two brands.
Yeah.
All right?
For sure.
And there's been other ones I've tried. They haven't succeeded. Like, you can't go up against the Monster, okay?
No, you can't.
The Monster, I mean, even...
Are we talking about USA or Mexico?
USA.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
The monster being Harley Davidson, okay?
I think that was the Mexico pun.
Yeah. It was supposed to be.
Oh, I got you.
They're made in Mexico, yeah.
Well, where's your, like...
I tried. You didn't get it.
Okay. So, okay.
I like that effect. Thank you. Look, I don't even have to do the effect for it anymore.
Harley Davidson, what do you think about with Harley Davidson?
If you don't ride a Harley, you might as well just go leave. You're not... You're beneath me.
And it's a black one.
I just think of that guy that hops off his bike and is like...
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. That's that guy.
Aviators...
Yeah, I mean, leather. Not bad people, but, like, to get them to switch off the Harley is, like, you have to tell them, hey, you know, your mom really wants you to drive an Indian. She hates Harleys. Like, you got to convince them.
Yeah.
Even then, they're like, yeah, I'm a bad boy.
Yeah, forget my mom. I'm going to ride what I want to ride.
Exactly. But I'm going to ride the exact same thing that everyone else has been riding for the last year.
The mom tattoo on the side.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just
definitely me too.
I want to say my bike is more powerful, even though it's got the same technology since 1965.
Yeah, every one of them wants to race, but will never race against India. Like,
oh, hold on. We're going to get into that one.
Okay. All of them want to race, but they never show up on race day.
Don't worry. Don't worry, Joe's neighbor.
Yeah.
Joe's neighbor, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah. Okay.
Is this a call out?
Oh, no. I've already been called out.
Who knows?
Oh, you've been called out.
I've been called out.
It has a 131 on it. It's a Road Glide.
He has a Road Glide 131, and he's called me out when the Challenger comes in.
He said he wants to race the Challenger.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Thames thinks he's going to smoke
it. He's going to be hurt.
But the only thing would make me really upset, no, I spent all that money on a 131 and then lost. Like, I'd probably throw up. Right then, just instantly.
I'd be like, so, are we putting, I think you were going to put like his job on the line, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we were basically like, so yeah, if I beat him, it's like, you're coming to work with us now.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, that way we get another Harley Davidson employee.
Then we can have him on the podcast and then he can be like, oh, this is why I'm upset.
Right. It's fine. But I mean, I always think of every single truck that has the Harley Davidson bar and shield on the back, okay?
There's so many.
All of them. Like, if you have a Harley and you don't have a bar and shield or a Harley Davidson sticker on your vehicle.
Oh, yeah. My dad had one when he had a Harley. Yeah.
Or if you have, like, the Ford F-150 Harley Davidson edition.
I was about to say, we had that guy that bought the bike, the Harley, that matched his Harley Davidson truck. It was the same anniversary edition
truck. Same anniversary edition truck to bike. Yeah. He came here from Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, a long way. Like, I will say they are some of the most loyal, it seems like. They don't bounce around a whole lot.
No.
But if you can, then they realize the error of their way and they update. You know,
then what they do? Where they go?
They go straight Indian, man. There's no doubt.
I feel like every Harley rider, too, also has to have the shirt on.
Yep.
And then has to have the wallet with the little chain.
Yep.
Everybody look at me.
It's a style. It's a culture.
I went to Thunder Beach, okay? And we went down to some of the guys I was escorting around. When I was prospecting. He needed to go to the Harley Davidson shop. I walk in there and it was just jam packed. I'm talking like bumper to bumper. They were freaking. No one was buying bikes. They were just buying merch. I mean, shirts galore. Like, hey, you need to have if you don't have a Harley Davidson shirt from every town that you go to in the world, then you don't have a Harley Davidson.
It's always that white one with like the hog riding on the bike and it's like palm trees and it said, I went to South Palm, Florida, like Harley Davidson. It's always that
That. And then they have, like you're saying, the bandana, Harley Davidson bandana to the Harley Davidson sunglasses, the Harley Davidson shirt to the Harley Davidson backpack.
That's a culture.
It's like the jeans, the shoes. It's just like.
Don't forget the leather pants without the ass part. You know,
those are called just chaps.
Chaps.
They're not called pants. They're just called chaps. And they're not assless chaps. They're just chaps.
I'm kind of glad that I don't know all this because I haven't stepped into that realm.
Yeah, because you're in the nerd level.
That's more of a traveler thing, not just a Harley thing. Harley riders just wear those when it's unnecessary. That's the difference. Don't even need chaps and you wear them anyway.
I will say that chaps do work wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
But
what is it for? Protection?
Wind. It keeps the wind off your legs in the sense of...
And if you did have an accident.
Well, like...
So why do they have, like, the assless chaps?
Just so you can zip them over.
Because you sit on your ass and you don't need... The wind's not going to hit it.
Well, okay.
You zip them up. You zip them up
on the side. You would be wearing leather pants, and that would be...
That'd be weird.
Then yeah, you're back in Motley Crue days.
I just think it's more weird
and you just
that
go
you're
going to
wear
downtown.
Leather yeah. pants without the ass part rather than just putting on some
it's
leather.
It's only weird if you don't wear jeans. If you don't wear jeans under it, it gets really weird. Really weird.
But then, it's great so for the you, passenger.
So yeah. Then you're going to the YMCA yeah. Village People part yeah. of freaking Chaps, okay?
So. If you ride a Triumph, you don't wear jeans. So.
I was just going Village.
You go down to the toolbox downtown where the Chaps without pants underneath.
Okay. Anyways, so what's an Indian rider? And I know you're going to clown on me about this one.
Happy, you are the quintessential Indian rider. Once you have gone into it, it's again, a culture. I feel like it's you're creating a culture now. It's becoming more of a culture, I would say. It is the guy who knows that he has the faster bike, who knows that he's got power underneath of him.
Knows that the bike was made before Harley and just, yeah.
And knows that even though that Harley got, you know it so well and you know it to be true that it's like you're cocky about the fact that you know that it's better.
Yeah, so the guys that come from Harley to Indian, it's so weird. Indian almost has to be 100% perfect 100% of the time, yep. right? Because that one time the Indian may say his bike, I mean, their bikes, they're going to not start sometimes. They're going to have issues. Their man may, I mean, they're not Hondas.
They all need
the Harley riders running back to Harley. Yeah. The Harley riders running back to Harley.
Yeah, so he's going straight back.
And he's bashing
like,
Indian on the way.
He's like running his bike through the building, like, forget you, Indian. Like, it's not even fair. And his Harley could not start 100 times. And he'd be like, oh.
Right. He would never remember it. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's just a Harley thing.
It's a Harley thing. Oh. Yeah. I can't believe you just brought up the Harley thing.
It's just a Harley thing.
It's a Harley thing.
You wouldn't understand, man. It's a Harley thing.
That guy, you just sent shivers down my spine. Okay, so you don't know about this.
No, I don't.
Okay. When we first, it was one of our first customers, and he bought his very first bike and didn't know anything about bikes, nothing at all, okay? But he bought a Harley because it's like that's...
So a pre-owned Harley from here?
Pre-owned Harley from here. Harley tail, soft tail, all right? Harley Davidson soft tail. It was missing a seat bolt in the back. Any seat bolt, I could go lows, get the seat bolt,
yeah,
and it would be fine. I could just get like... He goes, I was like, yeah, no problem. Go get you one from Lowe's. He goes, can you go to Harley Davidson? And literally pushes back, right? And goes, it's a Harley thing.
Never had what? One before.
Never had a literally pushes back. He's like, I have to have Harley parts on my bike. It's a Harley thing.
The essence of Harley sunk into him that
because
fast.
Somebody's going to be like,
that seatbolt is
see
obviously.
Your bike there, and that is a stainless steel bolt. And from the ridges on the side, I can see that is a Lowe's bolt.
Exactly. Not a Harley bolt. And therefore,
it's a button head Phillips, is what
I
they
expect
use
to spend $100 on this bolt at Harley. That's what HD stands yeah. for.
So I told him, I was like, no problem. I'm going to go right down to Harley right now and go get you a seatbolt.
Went right across the street to Lowe's.
Did you go Lowe's?
It's a panhead Phillips.
Like, I was,
you put them right beside each Phillips. Other, you wouldn't even know the difference.
You like, didn't.
Just,
that's funny.
And yeah. But anyways.
I wonder if that guy knew.
No. Eventually he did, I think. He goes, yeah, I went to Harley, got a seatbolt. I was like, you son of a guy. This is the same guy that blew up my phone for 8 months about his seat, custom seat that he had, okay?
Mm. Well, it's a Harley thing.
And then, as soon as he came in here, he didn't pick it up for another 8 months.
What?
No lie.
Maybe his Harley was broke.
It wasn't. It was no, because he didn't ride it. So,
But
like the guy who bought that Heritage did just to put it in his garage because he said his dad used to have one.
An Indian guy, though, on going back to this, an Indian guy is someone that is basically, I want to ride American.
Yep.
Okay. For whatever reason, I want to ride American. But I don't want to be a stereotypical rider.
And I want a
something
just a,
I want reliable. I want something that's maintenance, less maintenance.
Yep.
Okay. I want something that is.
I want to spend more time riding and less time worrying about stuff.
I want more bang for my buck. I want this. And it's just all the time, it's just we see the light bulbs go on. Like I'm working a guy right now, a customer, that has a Road Glide for 131. Okay, and he test rode the Challenger, stock Challenger, and when he came back, his eyes were like, I don't understand, like, how? Mm. How is it so much better?
And that's sad, yeah.
No, I love it.
I took it on because he goes through all that thinking Harley and 130?
131.
Yeah.
He'd done all the work.
Done all the work.
Did all that and then goes and rides a stock Challenger.
Stock Challenger. And he was just like, this is amazing. Now, same token, I will say, I told you so 2.5 years ago in my garage that you should have just gone with Indian. And he didn't listen to me then. So
I think Indian riders a lot is a lot of that. Like, I told you.
And it's true, man. But like, it's a Harley once thing, you once it is it's a Harley thing. Yeah, but once you actually ride the bikes and you get that feeling, it's so different. The weight balance difference, like the fact that you don't feel like you're dying just trying to hold the bike up. And I'm 6'3", big dude, and I could still tell you that a Harley's much heavier feeling, even though they're like practically the same weight. It's so much heavier feeling than these bikes. Mm-hmm. Just the balance point is crazy.
And even then, getting shook to death at a stoplight. Ugh.
That's enough to wear you out. It makes you
so tired. We're the Goldwing and the BMW rider of America.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, all in all, though, we love all the stereotypes. We joke. And we
love all the stereotypes. We love all the riders.
We love all the riders. People,
like, we joke and play, but I mean, there's every stereotype for everything. Like, that's not really, I mean, yeah, if a Goldwing rider came in, we're going to treat him the same as a Harley rider. If an Indian rider, we don't, you know, we joke and play about it, but we're not.
Good for you for Harley getting rider out there riding.
Try to convert you. The biggest thing is that, yes, you're right. We just are happy that you are riding anything with two wheels and.
Yeah, We don't care if you want a Goldwing, you want another Goldwing, great. We'll sell you another one. It's not a great.
We joke and jest because it's fun. It makes interesting topics of conversation.
Does, but we do not care. We welcome all.
Way to save the business and save the PC relationship.
I try.
You get like, you know.
All right, cool.
Oh, is that your sign off? Okay, cool. So on that note, if you have any comments about your types of stereotypical riders, which you've noticed, give us a comment. I put the posts up there. I put the our little clips up there.
Yeah. And I'm starting to actually put questions on Spotify. I don't think they go on anything else, but it's questions as
you can put them on Instagram. You can put questions on there.
Yeah, I could do that as well. But like, I will say, like, when the podcast comes out, I'm asking like random questions and stuff. So that's a cool way for people to engage.
We've gotten some interactions lately, and it's been nice. I mean, it's not much, but anything helps. If you want your 1 down 5 up sticker, leave us, send us a DM. We'll get you some stickers. Knox, I want to say thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you for coming on the show.
It was fun. You definitely were chatty, more so than the other Joe. You know?
I'm super chatty when it's time.
Okay. You know when it's chatty for you? What? I told you I'd get you again.
Oh, no.
I told you I'd get you again. Kyle, hit it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. You're so
horrible. I didn't know what you wanted.
We talked about this.
You want for the ending?
I want this for
the... I wanted it to be for the next episode.
No, I wanted... Amazing. No, I got Joe again.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Oh, the problem is... My lady. See, I've been thinking about it lately. All she like to do is serve me.
And now we
catch the moon. And away from her.
Put some music on this song.
Quickly. So I'm going to try to get me.
I promise it sounded way better when I was singing it in my head. I promise. Like, I thought I was sounding just like T-Pain. But I guess
not. Your mom's sprung? Where is your mom's sprung? Joe.
I got your mom sprung, Happy. What can I say?
Yeah, and you know what's been added to the board?
Your mom sprung.
Shaka shaka boom boom.
Damn it. I'm done.
Shaka shaka boom boom.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Happy. Thanks for being with us on 1 down 5 up.
Yeah, and I'm Kyle. And
I'm Boogie. Bye.
And I'm Knox.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Hope you guys enjoyed. Later, guys.